Speaking with Michelle Dagenet, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. So you're going to be doing a little expedition into Africa here. At least that's the plan right now.
Coming up in August 2014.
So what are you going to be doing in Africa?
I was lucky enough to be selected as 120 people from across Canada and actually around the world to attempt to summit Mount Kilimanjaro to break a world record for the most people summiting at one time. The project is to raise awareness for a charity called Free the Children.
Okay, and what do they do?
It's to provide opportunity for children around the world for clean water and education and health and sustainability, just so they can make sure that they reach their potential.
Now, that's just one part of your trip. What's the other part?
I get to go to a village called Bogani in Kenya, and it's 17 days just immersed right into the culture. The priority is to build schools and then also just a cultural immersion, basically learning about traditions and understanding what they do to realize their community direction.
Sounds like a really wonderful and useful trip that I can't imagine is terribly cheap.
No, not at all. Close to $13,000.
And you're doing a little fundraising right now to help support said trip, aren't you?
Everyone on my Facebook page and just friends, family, colleagues have been super supportive. I work at RBC here in Canmore. Mostly I'm fundraising through an Indiegogo page. It's like crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
I really am very passionate about earning the money. So I've actually started a little challenge saying, give me any challenge, walk your dog, clean your house, make you Rice Krispie squares. It doesn't matter what it is. However, I can earn the money for you. I'm thinking if there's any small businesses in town that want me to come and volunteer or donate my time in their business, I'd be very happy to do that. Whatever it takes, I'm game to do it.
What have you done so far?
My sister challenged me to go knock on my neighbor's doors and find recycling and garbage to take out on their behalf. So she donated money for that. My son actually did a $20 donation for Rice Krispie Square, so apparently they're quite good.
Right on.
I've had a tow truck company say, when you get to Africa, take a photo with an African tow truck, and he donated $750. So any kind of creative idea, I'm willing to do it.
So yeah. How can people get in touch with you and donate to your cause and maybe give you a little challenge to do here?
I work at RBC, like I said, so they can stop by and talk to me. My email address, mdagenais, D-A-G-E-N-A-I-S, 09@gmail.com. Or you can absolutely check out the Facebook page. It's if you search under Michelle's Mount Kilimanjaro Kenya Adventure. Indiegogo, similar search cycle. But if it's okay, I can share the links with you and you can
distribute. Yeah, we'll definitely spread the word on Facebook and our website. Awesome. And that sort of thing too.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. I've got about $5,200 raised already just between small contributions and bigger ones. And I've got just over 7,000 to go.
Is there a particular date you need to have this money raised by?
I have to have all the funds in by May 15th. So the cutoff to get that is April the 23rd.
Michelle Dagenet will do almost anything for to raise money for this big trip to Africa for some great causes here. Thanks for joining me on the show here.
Thank you, Rob.